If I'm speaking too loud, cover your ears, then I'll know. If I'm not speaking loud enough, go like this. And I can still see, I just can't hear very well. I'd like to turn to, again, Matthew 15, begin reading with verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet or fit to take the children's bread, that which belongs to the Jews, and cast it to dogs, or the Gentiles. And she saith, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. We began last week looking at this woman's approach to Christ. We see in verse 22, and behold, a woman of Canaan came. We see from Mark chapter 7, verse 25, that she had heard of Jesus, and now she comes, and what we read here is this woman is following Christ through the streets, and we saw last week that she believed several things concerning Christ. She believed that Christ was able to meet her need. This is why she came to him. We see that she believed that he was merciful. She pleaded for him to have mercy on me there in verse 22. So she believed that he was merciful. She believed that he was Lord. We saw last week there's several places here, Matthew 15, verse 22, verse 25, verse 27, where she refers to Christ as Lord. She also believed that he was the promised Messiah. She referred to him as the Son of David. So we see she believed several things about Christ. And then again, Matthew presents this woman or shows us this woman as she follows Christ through the streets. And she, in so doing, she manifests her faith and she is an example in perseverance. And she endured, she continued in spite of several things that happened. The first thing her faith did was, of course, as we saw last week, caused her to move in the direction of Christ. And really, this is pretty amazing because, again, she is a Gentile. She is Syrophoenician. And so she had to, she's not Jewish. She had to move from her comfort zone. She had to move from cultural barriers to follow Christ. That alone. The simple fact that she came to Christ is a manifestation of her faith. But then again, the Lord always tests our faith. And the Lord tests our faith for our own benefit so that you and I will know how strong or how weak our faith is. And there were several things here that tested this woman's faith. First of all, we see in verse 22, she's pleading, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And then in verse 23, But he answered her not a word. He was silent. How long that went on, we do not know. Perhaps a few minutes, perhaps an hour. We don't know. But the point is that she had this problem. She had this great need. She had this great burden. She had heard of Jesus Christ. She no doubt had heard of the miracles that he had performed. She had heard of his compassion. She had heard of his love and his kindness. And she had heard how people had come to Jesus Christ and they had their needs met. So having heard that, she believed that Christ was the answer to her problem. So she comes with her need and her burden. Her heart is broken. She believes that he is able. And as she is pleading with Christ, again showing the sense of urgency that she felt, he answered her not a word. She cried unto him, Matthew 15, verse 22. But he answered her not a word. This would test her faith. Because many at that time, had they not had the faith that this woman had, would have turned back and gone back to their home and would have stayed there. But we see that she continued. Even though Christ did not answer her, it's not that Christ did not hear her, but he did not answer her a word. He was silent. Now that is something that all of God's people deal with. It is something we all deal with from time to time. The Lord hears, but sometimes the Lord is silent. And I believe there are several reasons for that. There could be several reasons for that. One reason, as we have here, is it is a test of our faith. And that is a good question that we need to examine in our own lives. What do we do when the Lord is silent? What do we do when the Lord is silent? When we speak to the Lord and he does not answer. He does not answer us. There's silence. What do we do? Do we stop speaking? Do we go somewhere else to somebody else who will respond to us? Or do we, like this woman, believe that he's the only one with the answer? He's really the only one who has what I need. He's really the only one who can help me, truly. And even if he's silent, he's still that one. Believing that, you continue to pursue. And that's what she did. So her faith overcame the silence of Jesus Christ. It is presented by many today that child of God, they cry out unto God, and God immediately hears, God immediately responds. Well, that's just not so. And there are many, many examples in the Word of God. You read through the Psalms, and you see that David, on many occasions, experienced the silence of God. And people can give a simplistic answer and say, well, that's because there's sin in your life. Well, that's not necessarily so either. That's just not necessarily so. It could be the Lord is just testing. But I will say this, when the Lord is silent, we do need to examine our lives. That's for sure. We do need to examine. But whatever, God always has a reason for silence. And believe it or not, silence is not always a bad thing. And many times God is silent. He does not respond to us. So her faith overcame the silence of God. And again, it's something we all deal with. Then notice in verse 23 also, and his disciples came and besought him. So we have this woman, she's pleading with Christ, she's crying unto him, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. And now the disciples draw closer to Christ, and they begin to plead. And they're saying, send her away. Send her away, for she crieth after us. That is, Lord, this woman has gotten on our last nerve. Send her away. We do not want her around. She's bothering us. She has proven to be an inconvenience. And they are pleading with Christ to get her to leave. Now, up to that point, I imagine that they had tried different ways to persuade her to go. But she paid them no mind. She just kept crying out. And the reason she kept crying out was because, again, her daughter was grievously vexed with a devil. And she wanted her daughter healed. She wanted the demon gone. So she just kept crying out. So her faith overcame the silence of Christ, and her faith overcame the words of the apostles. Send her away. Now, most people today, if Christ is silent to them, they get offended. Well, who are you offended with? When the Lord is silent and you get offended, who are you offended with? And many, of course, are offended by what others say. And this woman, certainly, humanly speaking, had a right to be offended. Here she is with a need, a burden, and she's heard about Christ. She's heard about his followers, how they're loving people and compassionate people. And here she comes with her need, a burden that she can hardly bear. And they want her to go away. Most people would be offended by that. But she, again, just kept on going. So her faith overcame the behavior or the conduct of the disciples. And then, in verse 24, and I believe Jesus spoke this to the disciples, but certainly in the hearing of this woman. But he answered. He didn't answer the woman. He answered her not a word. But the disciples came, send her away. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I am sent to the Jews. This was a truth that seemed to disqualify her from the blessings of God. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This speaks of the Lord's mission, and she does not dispute that. She does not dispute what Christ says. It is wise never ever to dispute what the Lord says, even if you don't understand it. It is wise not to dispute it. It is wise to just continue on. And that is what she did. We read in verse 25. So we see that her faith overcame the silence of Christ. Her faith overcame the conduct of the apostles. And her faith overcame a doctrine that seemed to disqualify her. We see Her faith brought her to humbly worship Christ. Notice verse 24 or verse 25. Then came she. Now, in verse 22, and behold, a woman of Canaan came. Now we read in verse 25, she's come again. Does that mean that she left? I mean, she's come twice now. No, again, from Mark's account, in Mark chapter 7, and verse 24. Up until this point, this woman is following Christ through the streets, pleading with him, and Mark's account picks up from a different point. In verse 24, and from Mark chapter 7, and from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house. Jesus entered into a house, not immediately, because this woman has been following him through the streets, and as you read on, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. So Jesus goes into this house. He does not want any man to know it, humanly speaking. But then notice, so that he could be hid. And then verse 25, for, or because of a certain woman. Because of this woman. She was following Christ through the streets. And perhaps the crowd began to grow and Jesus, or word began to spread. So Jesus went into a house. And that's where in Mark picks up. Mark does not tell us about how this woman followed through the streets. Matthew tells us that. Mark tells us what happened in that house. And in Matthew 7, beginning with verse 25, we see what happened in the house. We read in Matthew 7, verse 25, or Matthew 15, verse 25, then came she and worshipped him. She came where? She came to the house. She'd been following. Christ has not spoken a word to her yet. He spoke to the apostles in her hearing. She continued to follow. She followed him to the house, and she came and worshiped him. So her faith overcame all of these obstacles, and her faith brought her to humbly worship Jesus Christ. In spite of his silence, in spite of the behavior and conduct of the apostles, in spite of a doctrine that seemed to disqualify her, her faith brought her closer to the Lord. We see again, then came she and worshiped him. She's closer to him now than she has been. See, faith just keeps moving you in the direction of Christ, in spite of his silence. When the Lord is silent, just continue to move in the direction of Christ. You will never, ever be harmed by moving in the direction of Jesus Christ. But I guarantee you, if you move, if you let the silence of Christ so discourage you that you begin to move in the opposite direction, now you're headed for hurt. Now you're headed for destruction. Faith just keeps moving in the direction of Christ. And this is a good way to examine our faith, because our faith changes within minutes. At one moment, we can be strong in faith, and 30 seconds later, we can be doubting. I mean, that's the way it is. And but faith always moves in the direction of Christ. So we can look at our hearts, we can look at our minds, and as soon as we start to move in the opposite direction, we have a problem with faith. We have our faith is lacking. Faith always moves in the direction of Jesus Christ. So this woman just continued to move in the direction of Christ. She came to the house where the Lord had entered, and she worshiped him. And her plea was, Lord, help me. Now notice in Mark's account, Mark chapter 7, verse 25. Mark 7, verse 25 would be parallel to Matthew 15, 25. For a certain woman, he went into this house to be hid because of a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. That's what Matthew's talking about in Matthew 15:25 when he says she came and worshiped him. And her request was, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. So faith just continues in spite of all the obstacles, just continues to move in the direction of Christ, drawing closer and closer to Christ each step. And then we see that her faith could not be discouraged by her sense of her own unworthiness. She's at his feet. She's worshiping him. She's pleading, Lord, help me. And she finally hears a word directed to her from Christ. And he says, it is not meet. It is not proper. It is not fitting to take the children's bread, that which belongs to the Jews, and cast or throw it to dogs, referring to the Gentile. He basically referred to this woman as a dog. Quite a difference between the children and the dogs. And again, the Gentiles to Israel, in their minds, the Gentiles were as dogs. So Jesus, the first words that he says to her is basically, you're a dog. And it's not proper for me to give that which belongs to the children and throw it in the direction of the dogs. Her response was, verse 27 of Matthew 15, and she said, truth, Lord. It's true. She didn't dispute it. I'm sure she would have rather heard something else than what Jesus said. But all she says is, Lord, that's true. And may I say, whatever the Lord says, that's true. It's true. It's not only true, it's when the Lord says it, it's what we need at that time. And again, it tests our faith. Truth, Lord, yet the dogs, even the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She is referring to him as her master. She has already referred to him as Lord. And now in an indirect way, she is referring to him as her master. And she recognizes, yes, I'm like a dog. And yes, it's true, I am not worthy of the bread. But even the dogs get the crumbs. And we'll stop there.